In our last episode of Messianic Perspectives, we left off determining when Zechariah was in the temple and heard from the angel of Adonai. Based on the division of the priesthood, we were in the 10th week from the start of Passover. What is our next important piece of information? It would be found in Luke chapter 1 and verses 23 and 24. This is to verify that Elisheva was not pregnant at the time of Zechariah's service time. When the period of the temple service was over, he returned home. Following this, Elisheva, his wife, conceived, and she remained 5 months in seclusion. So there should be no speculation regarding what I have been conveying to you so far. This information is all in Scripture. Yochanan's conception definitely happened after Zechariah's temple service. Now we know that Elisheva is pregnant and was in seclusion for 5 months. Not too long after this time, we read in Luke chapter 1 and verse 36, speaking to Miriam, the messenger of Adonai says, "You have a relative, Elisheva, who is an old woman, and everyone says she is barren. But she has conceived a son and is 6 months pregnant." We are now in Elisheva's 6 month of pregnancy when Miriam experiences this encounter. What was this encounter? Luke chapter 1 and verses 30 through 34. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Miriam, for you have found favor with God. Look, you will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Yeshua. He will be great. He will be called Son of Ha-Elyon, Adonai, God, will give him the throne of his forefather David. And he will rule over the house of Yaakov forever. There will be no end to his kingdom." "How can this be?" asked Miriam. "Since I am a virgin." Miriam is told that she has found favor with Adonai and would become pregnant. She questions this because she is still a virgin and does not understand. We have established a timeline as to when this encounter occurred, based on Zechariah's service time in the temple. 6 months from Elisheva's conception puts us in the month of Kislev, which equates to the November-December time period. And as a matter of fact, this puts us at the time around Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, the Festival of Lights. More on this next time. Feel free to visit our website, Shalom Maine. We have created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot and When Was Yeshua Born, that will provide you with a wealth of information you may have never known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom. Thank you for listening.